The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Life-Giving Spring, Sun, and Rain in Chicago, Illinois, USA in February 1994.
Con xin kể hai thể nghiệm sau đây. Con lúc mà con ngồi thiền á, con thấy một vị Phật hào quang sáng chói trên đầu hết, mà toàn thân là màu bằng vàng hết. Là ngày hôm sau con người bạn đồng tu sẽ gọi điện thoại cho con, nó có những cái poster của Master gửi về, hỏi con muốn lên thỉnh cái hình nào không. Thì con lên, khi mà con lên tới nơi thì con thấy cái hình Master ngồi bận áo hoàng gia Thái Lan, trên đầu có cái sợi chuỗi ngọc đó. Thì y như là cái bức tượng, cái lúc mà con ngồi thiền con thấy. Cái câu chuyện thứ nhì, con cũng thấy, lúc con ngồi thiền, thì con thấy sư phụ là vị Phật Quan Thế Âm Bồ Tát đứng ở trên một tòa sen, mà cái tòa sen này rất đẹp bằng ngũ sắc. Trung quanh có những cái tòa sen nhỏ đứng ở trên mây, mà sư phụ toàn thân đều là bằng ngọc lưu ly, mà trên đầu hào quang màu vàng cam. Cùng một lúc từ Duyên Việt Nam gửi qua, từ Los Angeles gửi qua, con nhận được hai bức hình. Một y hình như con nào ngồi thiền con thấy, thì rõ ràng cái phương pháp quán âm này là một phương pháp đúng như lời sư phụ đã nói. Tất cả quý vị nào thực quyết tu hành và thực hành đúng những gì mà sư phụ nói đều là thành Phật hết. Con xin cảm ơn sư phụ đã cho chúng con phương pháp quán âm này.
Oh, he has meditated and he's seen me in the meditation and the next day, he got a poster. It looked exactly the same, even though he had never seen that poster before.
Con thì đạo Cao Đài, mà sao không thấy sư phụ là Phật hoặc là Chúa hoặc là một vị nào khác, mà lúc đó con thấy sư phụ là một vị minh sư của Hồi giáo mà dẫn một đoàn người Hồi giáo đi trên sa mạc, thì lúc đó con mới đứng dậy, con mới trình sư phụ. Con nói thì sư phụ nói là cái chuyện đó đâu có lạ gì, cái đó là sư phụ xuyên qua quý vị đó, quý vị minh sư đó, sư phụ đại diện cho quý vị minh sư đó tại thế này. Cũng có thể là lúc trước sư phụ đã truyền pháp cho cái đám Hồi giáo đó rồi. Thành ra bây giờ gặp sư phụ mặc lại cái bộ đồ
Hồi giáo
ở bên Hồi giáo Ai Cập này, thì cái chuyện đó không có gì lạ lùng khi mà sư phụ mặc bộ đồ từ Đức Phật hoặc là Quan Thế Âm hoặc là những cái môn phái khác. Đó là sư phụ đại diện mà thôi. Thì cái vấn đề đó là xuyên sư phụ là đại diện cho các vị minh sư thời quá khứ mà xuống đây để gom chúng ta lại về một mối đạo để tìm về Thượng Đế. Hôm nay con trình cái thể nghiệm đó lên trước với sư phụ và sau cho với các đồng tu để rõ ràng là sư phụ không phải mặc những bộ đồ đó theo ý sư phụ muốn, mà đó là cái ý của Thượng Đế vậy. Cảm ơn đồng tu.
So he said, one day, you know, he experienced that the master, Qinghai master, yeah, she wear the kind of Muslim outfit, you know, like this, similar to this, yeah, and then leading a big group of Muslim faithful going somewhere, and he was very surprised because he thought master represent only Buddhism and Catholicism, Christianity, and never heard much about Muslim. Why she appeared to be a Muslim master and leading Muslim people? So he stood up and asked, and the master, inside master, answer him, say, it's very simple, because I am representing all the master of different faiths to lead all the different believers in different so-called paths back home to the kingdom of God. Also, it could be that the master always have been reincarnated again and again on earth in different religious background to lead the different people. And also maybe they have been a disciple or the kind of having an affinity before in this kind of faith. So the master has to appear that way. And so he thinks that because I'm wearing like this just to represent one of those kind sometimes, just so people, the world people know and recognize in order to follow me back to the kingdom of God. That's all. That's what he thinks. And he thought, whatever I wear is not my own liking or personal idea. It's God wants it that way. That's what he said. And it's true. It's true. I can assure you that it's true.
I want to tell you that I do really appreciate your presence, because I know it takes a lot of work and arrangement for you so that you can come here, to enable you to come here, you know, with a lot of difficulties and ties, things have to take care, odds and ends and all that. Especially for the foreign visitor, visas and waiting in queues for many things in order to come here, and a lot of praying hours. So I really appreciate your sincerity. Not that I don't. I do really 100% appreciate your sincerity and your effort. But I love you, all of you, enlightened and the non-enlightened, and the enlightened little, the enlightened big, and the enlightened but don't know that they are enlightened. You ngủ ngon. I understand every of you, even when you speak lousy English, even when you express what you don't think inside, even when you express opposite to what you think, I still understand it, and I answer to the inside question. So don't think I don't understand. Yes, come on. So you have to learn English and learn it perfectly. It's difficult, huh? Difficult. All right. Thank you for your love and your trust. So my very loving advice to all of you new initiates, especially, is that whether you think you have the experiences or you think you don't have, just don't worry, okay? You have already at the time of initiation. It's just that you missed it. Are you unaware of it? Are you too panicking or nervous or tired after the long journey? Or too overexciting after waiting too long? Thing like that. Everything like that could make us sidetracked and forget to see the point, all right? So not only today, but every day. Because I know you. Even you don't know me. How can I miss you? How can I don't know? If I don't know, how can I be a master? Okay, now. And you see, so you have to be more aware and inward and catch every glimpse of experience that's flashing through. Sometimes just flash and then it's finished. You see, that is because of our attention is wavering due to tiredness or hard work, physical sometimes, or mental discomfort at that time, okay? But whoever come for initiation definitely 100% have experience, okay? I don't overlook anybody, even if you went to the moon. Huh? All right. You experienced this? Many of you do, no?
After I was initiated?
Yes.
And I wasn't working, I was working up to 2.5 hours a day, so I was splitting it up, but I was only doing maybe an hour and a half for the first couple of weeks.
Yes.
And I was feeling a lot of joy and a lot of relaxation and very calm.
Yeah. Do that. Just increase it slowly according to your pace, yes. Because the mind is not used to with discipline that sits 2.5 hours. Like when you do it the way you want, it's more relaxing. And when you try to enforce discipline to him, he doesn't like it. But then you do it gradually. Like today you add 5 more minutes only, or 10 minutes, and next day 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes. Like that he will not rebel, okay?
Okay.
I'm thanking you also for reading my note last night. I was the person that said that I had pain and I didn't experience anything during meditation.
Do you feel better now? The pain in the neck?
Much better. And yesterday late, I had some experiences.
You did?
Thanks God.
And thank you.
I come from Chile. I want to tell you about my past. For a long, long time, I have been looking for technique for evolution, for spiritual development.
Right.
And I have been meditating for past 20 years. But 3 weeks ago, when I knew about your method, I received the small book. I read in 2 days. I immediately interested to take this method from you. And I knew this through my fellows in Chile. I immediately decided to come here to receive the initiation.
That's very fun.
I decided to start in this method because really I was not satisfied with this 20 years meditating twice a day, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 4 hours you had to maintain?
Yeah, during the last 7 years.
No. Satisfaction guarantee?
Really, I'm not satisfied.
Wow, that's very sincere, huh? Oh, who says sincerity pays? It doesn't pay all the time. So are you happy now? That's the point. Satisfied?
Yes. During the initiation, I saw a light.
Oh, yeah? You didn't see that during practice? 20 years? 20 years nothing?
No.
Wow. Yes. Thank you. I often told my fellow practitioners that people take many decades to meditate in caves and eating once a day and don't sleep and all that, but they don't have the kind of experience that we have even 1 second at the time of initiation. Some people 40 years, 30 years, sleeping in the caves, enduring cold, hunger, asceticism, nothing happened. Not even a little bit blissful feeling. So that's why I say this is immediate enlightenment and eternal liberation. I give you the best out of unconditional love.
Since 1980, I was feeling the same way as him. Very frustrated with my techniques. I wasn't feeling like I was getting any results. Very slow, no progress. And I was complaining to my husband, I don't want to meditate anymore. I don't feel anything from this. And so I just sort of gave it up, and I wanted to find something new, something faster. I wanted to move on. And when you were in San Francisco in November, a friend came from Boulder and stayed at my house who had seen you. He's an initiate, and I stayed up half the night keeping him awake, talking to him and asking him questions. And I got real excited, and I just had this feeling inside, this is what I've been looking for. I didn't even know you. I had never seen you before. And I just kind of took this leap of faith, and I got initiated before I even met Master, because I knew inside this is what I was looking for, something faster. And immediately, the feelings of the bliss, and my husband also, who's been meditating about 20 years.
I'm glad that all of you found what you need, and that's all there is, yeah? And I hope I can try harder to... to help the people like you.
Therefore, whoever so a good disciples is the one who progress, is the one who are grateful, is the one who spread joy, you know, within other people, within themselves. That is the sort of good disciple.
I was with Rajneesh, I was with many lamas from the early days. And it's very beautiful what they said. Our brothers, that the difference of their experience, our brothers and sisters. And my question is that what I've viewed is a lot of mainly Western seekers, when we go to India or gurus, we tend to have a kind of spiritual power trip, and we have a great expectation. So sometimes we get conditioned to expect much from the master or guru or the teacher. So even the simplest opening of the heart is very difficult to submit yourself to it or recognize it. And the thing about being a disciple when you come to a master is to give up yourself totally and allow the master to take you wherever. And this, what I've experienced is that when you get very into technique, ideas and belief, you go away from the relationship with the master and the disciple, which is the most important, the love and the compassion and the meditation together. So my question really is, how do we focus really on getting rid of, you answered it a while ago, being a good disciple and getting rid of the ego trip of expecting enlightenment overnight.
Oh, they can expect that. That's what I will give them. But what I mean is that not the over-expectation, not the over-excitement, and then they overlook it, but they can't help it. It's okay, it's not their fault, forget it. They will get it one day, don't worry. They will get used to it, and they will know, they will calm down, and they will realize what they have. So all I have to do is wait, and all they have to do is wait. It's okay. Many people have this kind of encounter with their own excitement. It's all right. Nothing wrong. Just that they cannot be patient and wait until they come down to know the precious diamond in their hand, that's all. And meanwhile, we have to soothe them and humble them and comfort them or scold them, whatever it is, to calm down the hysterical attitude. And then they will know, don't worry, it's okay. That's why in the ancient time, the master don't accept the disciple immediately. That will cause trouble for the master. Nobody can bear that. Yeah? Even you, even if the one you love, you encounter somebody on the street and you like it so much. Well, it still takes some time to get to know each other. You can't just immediately take her home and marry her right away. Things like that, yeah? Thank yes.
You. About my meditation, I feel great afterwards, so I know that I'm getting a lot. from a meditation. Most of my experiences that I'm conscious of are not so much light, a little bit sound, but mainly vibration.
Oh, yes, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah, I figured so, and can you comment on that, or shall I just continue experiencing it and see what happens?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
It's not always the same with everyone, you know what I mean? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes you feel a kind of light vibrating inside your body or in your head, and you just feel good.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That is the south current.
Okay.
Also, the south currents, that is intermingling within your consciousness and your own being. That's okay.
Okay, good. Thank
yes, you. Very good.
Can I go to any temple for prayer if I want to go?
Yes, you can. You can. Temple.
Thank you. Thank you for my initiation.
Okay. You can pray, you can read the sutra or Bible before you meditate, or you can read the book of the masters, you know, that you like before you meditate. It's fine. Anything help you concentration, make you feel peaceful, is good. But do meditate, yeah, after all this. All right.
Master, I was initiated 2 years ago.
Hmm?
And at that time, I saw light in the more like a cloudy form, nothing was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, when I would meditate in the morning, I would see you in a room, a long room, and you would be waiting for me. And then you would take me places. I would see them later in the tapes. I said, oh, I've been there, and I was there with you. And all that. But recently, I would go into meditation expecting the
that.
Same thing again, and it wouldn't happen.
Of course.
and I was worried and troubled. I said, "Oh, what have I done?" I'm wondering what happens. That is it a play of the mind that I want to re-experience something before, and I'm not open to the new experience. Is it just the mind playing a trick, or,
yes.
or what's really going on?
That's right. That's right. There are several kinds of conditions that contribute to this similar situation of yours. It could be that you expect too much and then sitting there just expecting, you know what I mean? And that is a barrier within itself. It could be also that you have been lately not so clean in some other aspect, maybe eating something that you don't know, or deliberately do something, or thinking of other people. Weighing between masters, maybe that one better, maybe I could try, or maybe I should have tried. sometimes like that, and it interferes with our purity within. So there are several reasons like that. But don't worry, if you're sincere, it will come again. You saw it come again? Yeah? Okay.
We are very happy to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's grace.